Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. There's a popular saying that states, you are always the villain in somebody else's story. I think this is often more true than we think, as misunderstood actions can lead to other people hating us, perhaps a bit rashly. This is what storyteller Laurie Allen has to show in her signature story, Little Red Riding Hood, from the wolf's perspective. Here's Laurie.
My name is Laurie Allen, and I have been storytelling for longer than my children can remember. I love stories. I love the things that they teach us and the entertaining value. So I am going to tell you the story of Little Red Riding Hood from the wolf's point of view. I have a daughter who always loved wolves, and she couldn't understand why they were always the bad guys. It had been one of those days. Every mother has them. Cubs running through the den, spilled milk, a broken lamp. It wasn't even 10 o'clock in the morning. All I wanted was a little bit of adult conversation, just someone to talk to. The problem is, the only one that ever comes through my part of the woods is a little girl in a red hood and cape. She's not much at conversation. She's not even very polite. But on this particular day, I was so desperate that when I heard her tromping through the woods outside my den, I opened up the door and looked out and said, "And where are you going, Little Red?" "Well, if you must know, I'm going to my grandma's house. She's sick and I have to take her some goodies." "Grandma, there is another adult in the forest." And so in my nicest voice, I said, "And where does your grandmother live, little girl?" "Well, she lives in that cottage across the meadow." Well, I thanked her and told her that maybe she wanted to pick some flowers for Grandma on her way. And I closed the door. "Grandma, there is another adult in the forest." Well, I quickly put my cubs down for a nap, took off my apron, straightened myself up a little bit, and headed out the back door. I knew a shortcut to that cottage across the forest. And when I got there, I straightened my fur and I knocked on the door. "Come in." Well, I opened the door and I stepped inside. My eyes had been accustomed to the light, and it was pretty dark in there, but all at once I heard, "Ah!" And Grandma jumped up out of bed and ran and hid in the closet. I don't know how you feel, but when you walk in the room and somebody takes one look at you and screams and hides, it kind of hurts your feelings. And I was already having a rough day. So I sat down. I just had to start getting my composure back. And I looked, and across the room, there was an open wardrobe. And in that wardrobe, the most beautiful nightgowns I had ever seen. I had to get a closer look. I went over there, and there it was. It was beautiful. It had pink rosebuds all over it and a matching nightcap. Well, I had to try it on. And I slipped the nightgown on, I put on the cap, and I was just about to look at myself in the mirror when there came a knock at the door. "Little Red, here I am standing here in somebody else's clothes. That's too embarrassing. What do I do?" I needed to hide. Well, the best hiding place was already full of Granny. So I laid in the bed. I pulled the covers clear up over my head, and I laid very still, hoping she would think that no one was at home. The next thing I knew, Little Red opened the door, walked straight across to the bed, pulled back the covers, and began making personal comments. "Grandma, what big eyes you have." "My eyes are not that big, but in my nicest voice, I said, all the better to see you with, my dear." And Grandma, what big ears you have. Okay, I'm a wolf. My ears are a little bit big. But in my nicest voice, I said, all the better to hear you with, my dear. And Grandma, what big teeth you have. And she screamed and ran out of the cottage. That's twice in one day. Somebody has taken a look at me and just screamed. But then what was my horror when through the door came a woodcutter brandishing an axe. Well, there was nothing for me to do but get out of that bed, climb out the window, and run all the way home, tripping on my nightgown as I went. I was a wreck. And what was worse was the next morning, when the newspaper got delivered to the front rock, big headline, Wolf Attacks Grandma, Woodcutter Saves the Day. And who was the hero of that story? Little Red. My reputation was ruined. I had to take my cubs and move to an entirely different part of the forest. Now I'm in therapy. We're working on my low self-esteem and my persecution complex. But things are looking up. Today I went out to meet my neighbors, three of the nicest little pigs you'd ever hope to meet.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Laurie Allen, for sharing her story. Laurie is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild and Storytours. You can find more information on her page with the Utah Storytelling Guild at utahstorytellingguild.website, as well as with Storytours at storytours.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening. Hello, everybody. It's your Captain Kenny Mears here with some exciting news. We here at Food for Thought Audio have been cooking up something special, and we are excited to announce a new show, Uplift Uganda, The Power of One Step Forward. Join host Trevor Dykes as he travels to Uganda to explore how to make a difference and help lift the people he loves there out of poverty. So please, go give a listen to Uplift Uganda, with new episodes released every Friday, wherever you listen.